Not all feedback is created equal. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, J.T. Torres, assistant teaching professor of English and Interdisciplinary Studies at Quinnipiac University, explains what works best.
Typically, when we try something new, whether that's donning a new outfit or cooking a new meal, we turn to someone we trust and ask, "What do you think?" When we ask this question, we are seeking feedback, and it is one way we learn. Feedback is so important that many researchers dedicate their entire careers into understanding how it works, when it works, and why it works. One thing we know, it works. Sometimes. Studies into feedback come from a wide variety of settings. Education, sports, business. Rarely is feedback defined consistently, and these different definitions matter. When considered as praise, evaluation of performance, or criticism, feedback often fails to assist learning. Instead of starting with a specific definition of feedback, my research took an opposite approach. I studied college students and evaluative interactions with their professors through written comments, email exchanges, or office hours. After identifying cases that resulted in learning, measured by improved grades on course assignments, I analyzed themes across the cases that could offer a useful definition of feedback. What I found was that the more feedback resembled a conversation, the more likely it led to learning. Conversational feedback is interpretive. Rather than providing an answer, it provides students options for interpreting the answer. Dialogic, it opens a space for students to discuss feedback, as well as what to do with it. And revisionary, it encourages students to revise, which is not always the same as improve previous performances or ways of thinking. So at the very least, next time we ask someone, "What do you think?" we should be prepared to hear, "What do you think?"
That was J.T. Torres of Quinnipiac University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.